ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अवैद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांति
विल रीड फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग ओके शृङ्गक्ष्माभृन्निवासे शुकमुखमुनिभिः सेव्यमानाङ्घ्रिपद्मे स्वाङ्गच्छायाविधूतामृतकर गच्छाया विधूतामृतकर सुरराड्वाहने वाक्सवित्री स्वाङ्गच्छाया विधूतामृतकर सुरराड्वाहने वाक्सवित्री गच्छाया विधूतामृतकर सुरराड्वाहने वाक्सवित्री सी स्वाङ्गच्छाया विधूतामृतकर सुरराड्वाहने वन लॉन्ग कॉम्पाउंड कांट ब्रेक इट स्वाङ्गच्छाया विधूतामृतकर सुरराड्वाहने वाक्सवित्री
स्वाङ्गच्छाया
विधूतामृतकर सुरराड्वाहने वाक्सवित्री सी द वोकेटिव केस इन ईच वर्ड इज इन वोकेटिव केस विडिवेत्मै विच मीन्स वेर वोकेटिव इज दैट देयर यू कैन प्रोलॉन्ग कॉलिंग देवी बाय दैट नेम
शृङ्गक्ष्माभृन्निवासे
सी वेर एवर वन नेम इन वोकेटिव केस एंड्स देयर यू कैन हैव पास ओके शुकमुखमुनिभिः सेव्यमानाङ्घ्रिपद्मे सेकेण्ड् कम्पौण्ड् ओके सेकेण्ड् नेम् स्वाङ्गच्छाया विधूतामृतकर सुरराड्वाहने तड् स्वाङ्गच्छाया विधूतामृतकर सुरराड्वाहने वाक्सवित्री गमनिष्ठरा सी शृङ्गक्ष्माभृन्निवासे शुकमुखमुनिभिः सेव्यमानाङ्घ्रिपद्मे स्वाङ्गच्छाया विधूतामृतकरराड्वाहने ऑल दीज थ्री वर्ड्स वोकेटिव केस एन वै ए अटंट द वर्ड इज एंडिंग इन आ इप्पुडु सीता अंट सीते इन वोकेटिव बट वाक्सवित्री आड नॉट एंडिंग इन आ नॉट आ एंडिंग ई एंडिंग इकारांत शब्द देयरफॉर वाक्सवित्री नॉट सवित्री एंड लेदु दैट्स ऑल्सो इन वोकेटिव ओनली बट वै बिकॉज इकारांतम नट अकारांतम् आकारांतम् शंभू श्रीनाथ मुख्यामर निकरे मोदतः पूज्यमाने ओलांग कंपाउंड शंभू श्रीनाथ मुख्यामर वर निकरे मोदतः पूज्यमाने विद्यां शुद्धां च बुद्धिं कमलज दयिते सत्वरं देहि मह्यम् See, dehi is also, dehi is a verb, may do imperative verb, do give, dehi. But there, dehi is e. Kamalaja dayite, atnedi, o wife of Brahma. Kamalaja dayite. Vidyam shuddhancha buddhim kamalaja dayite sattvaram dehi mahyam. చెప్పండి ప్రపాలి
శృంగష్మాభృన్నివాసే శుకముఖమునిభిః సేవ్యమానాంగ్రి పద్మే స్వాంగచ్ఛాయా విదూతామృతకర సురరాడ్వాహనే Savitri Shambho Shri Naramukhyamaravaranikanai Modatat Pujyamane Vidyam Shuddham Cha Buddhim Kamalajadaite Sakaram Dehi Mahyam
Kalyadau Parvati Shav Pravara Suraganav Prarthita Srauta Vartma Prabalyam Netu Kamo Yadi Yativara Vapushagatyayam Shringa Shaile. Actually, there is no vocative. Only in the first sentence we had that the context is given. Kalyadau Parvati Shav Pravara Suragana Prarthita Srauta Vartma Pragalyam Netu Kamo Yativara Vapushagatyayam Shringa Shaile Samsthapyarcham Prachakre Bahuvidhanutibes Sattvamindvardha Chuda Samsthapyarcham Prachakre Bahuvidhanutibes Sattvamindvardha Chuda Vidyam Shuddhancha Buddhim Vidyam Shuddhancha Buddhim Kamalajadayite Sattvaram Dehi Mahyam Papaugham Dhamsayitva
Papaugham Dhamsayitva
Bahujanarachitam
Bahujanarachitam
Bahujani Jana and the people Bahujani and the birth See, Sujani, Rajani, Sujani, and everything, one who is of noble birth. Sujani. So, it is Bahujani, many births.
Bahujani Rachitam,
Kincha Punyali Marat,
Kincha Punyali Marat.
Sampadyastikya buddhim
Sampadyastikya
buddhim Shruti Guru Vachane Shwadaram Bhakti Dardhyam
Shruti Guru Vachane Shwadaram Bhakti Dardhyam
Devacharya Dvijatishvapi Manu Nivahe
Devacharya
Dvijatishvapi Manu Nivahe
Tavaki ne
nitantam Vidyam Shuddhancha Buddhim Kamalajadayite Sattvaram Dehi Mahyam Yam Shuddhancha Buddhim Kamalajadayite Sattvaram Dehi Mahyam Papaugham Dhamsayitva Bahujani Rachitam Bahujani Rachitam Kincha Punyali Marat
Kincha Punyali Marat
Sampadyastikya Buddhim
Sampadyastikya
Buddhim Shruti Guru Vachane Shwadaram Bhakti Dadhyam
Shruti Guru Vachane Shwadaram Bhakti Dadhyam
Devacharya Dvijatishvapi Manu Nivahe
Devacharya
Dvijatishvapi Manu Nivahe Tavakine Nitantam
Tavakine Nitantam
Vidyam Shuddhancha Buddhim Kamalajadayite Sattvaram Dehi Mahyam So you have to see the fourth one, no? Today. Vidya Mudrakshamala
Vidya Mudrakshamala
Vidya Mudrakshamala Amrita Ghata Vilasat
Vidya
Mudrakshamala Amrita Ghata Vilasat Mala, don't break Mala Amrita. Say Sapala, Mala Amrita Ghata. Directly opposite meaning. విద్యాముద్రాక్షమాలామృతఘటవిలసత్ పాణిపాథో జజాలే. లాంగ్ వన్ కాంపౌండ్. విద్యాముద్రాక్షమాలామృతఘటవిలసత్ పాణిపాథో జజాలే. విద్యాముద్రాక్షమాలామృతఘటవిలసత్ పాణిపాథో జజాలే.
విద్యాదానప్రవీణే
జడబధిరముఖేభ్యోపి
శీఘ్రం నతేభ్యః.
విద్యాదానప్రవీణే జడబధిరముఖేభ్యోపి శీఘ్రం నతేభ్యః. కామాదీనాంతరాన్
మత్సహజరిపువరాన్
దేవి నిర్మూల్యవేగాత్ విద్యాం శుద్ధాం చ బుద్ధిం కమలజదయితే సత్వరం దేహి మహ్యం.
విద్యాముద్రాక్షమాలామృతఘటవిలసత్పాణిపాథో జజాలే.
జడబధిరముఖేభ్యోపి శీఘ్రం నతేభ్యః. కామాదీనాంతరాన్
మత్సహజరిపువరాన్
దేవి నిర్మూల్యవేగాత్
విద్యాం శుద్ధాం చ బుద్ధిం
కమలజదయితే సత్వరం దేహి మహ్యం. సో ఎనీవే ద ప్రేయర్ వన్ కామన్ ప్రేయర్ ఈజ్ వెరీ క్లియర్. హే కమలజదయితే మహ్యం సత్వరం దేహి. సత్వరం మీన్స్ క్విక్లీ, యాజ్ నో క్విక్లీ సూన్ వెరేవిల్ no, that's the meaning. Satvaram dehi, because without any delay, give me as quickly as possible. What is this? Mahyam yanak. Mahyam dehi is a common prayer. Yanak kudu. Mahyam dehi, give me. How should we give? As quickly as possible, satvaram. But what should you give? Vidyam. Give me knowledge. So bless me with the knowledge. Then Shuddham Buddhim. Bless me with the knowledge, and the most important qualification required for knowledge, Shuddha Buddhi. Pure mind. Bless me with pure mind and knowledge. A simple, this is general prayer. And you are calling Kamalaja Dayite. So you know very well, Kamalam lotus. Kamalajaha is Brahma who is born in the lotus. And Dayita, see Dayitaha, masculine gender word, Dayita feminine. Dayitaha, beloved. Dayita, beloved. So beloved implies can't be other than anybody else, other than wife or husband. Kamalaja Daita, wife of Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, the goddess of learning, Saraswati. So, hey Kamalaja Daite, O Saraswati, bless me with knowledge and pure mind. This is the meaning. You know, mental purification. What is mental purification you are really asking for? That she say. Now, this we are going to see the previous line explains. And before that, you are calling Kamalaja Daite. We have two more adjectives for Kamalaja Daita. Which sort of you, Kamalaja? Which sort of you? You know? First she says, Vidya Mudra Akshamala Amrita Ghata. Four things. Vidya. So Vidya stands for a book. She is endowed with four factors in her four hands. What are those four? Vidya, knowledge. Knowledge is, you know, that she is endowed with knowledge that is symbolized by a book held in her hand. The book held in Devi's hand symbolizes Devi being endowed with the knowledge. Vidya. Then mudra. See, mudra here means a sign, jnana mudra. Dakshinamurti also said to be jnana mudra. So she also has jnana mudra. Devi also has jnana mudra. Of course, jnana mudra explanation you already know. Jnana mudra, chin mudra or jnana mudra, this is the mudra. She also has jnana mudra in her hand. And this jnana mudra, of course, you know, these two fingers should join together. Which means, what it symbolizes is, here, see this self identity, wrong identity with the body, mind and senses. Three, four, okay? You can say sthula shairam, sukshma shairam, karana shairam. Gross body, subtle body and causal body. As long as self-ignorance is there, because of ignorance, you have wrong identity with the body, mind and complex, or threefold bodies, threefold layers, or five layers of personality, and you are, identity is there, you are away from Bhagavan. You see yourself being separate from Bhagavan. Once you discover what you are, essentially, in the light of the knowledge of what you are, you see yourself being already non-separate from Bhagavan. You don't need to become one with Bhagavan. You don't need to merge. See, the merging is a problem. You can never merge. You can never become one with Bhagavan. There's no merger, okay? You're already inseparably one with Bhagavan, essentially. But when you discover what you discover the fact of yourself being non-separate from Bhagavan. Once you discover yourself being non-separate from Bhagavan, your erroneous perception of yourself dissolves, which means you no more you have identity with this causal, subtle and gross bodies. This is the fact revealed by Chinmudra. Okay, in once you understand you are non-separate in what you are, you see yourself being non-separate from Bhagavan already. You are one with Bhagavan. Okay, this is the wholeness. Just it's also ended with the Chinmudra. So, Vidya, Mudra, two words are over, isn't it? The third word. So, Vidya, Mudra, Akshamala. Akshamala means a mala used for Japamala. Akshamala is Japamala. Then Amruta Ghata. Amruta Ghataha. Amruta Ghataha again is Amruta Kalashaha. Amruta Ghataha. She ended with the pot. Now filled with nectar, who again stands for being the source of knowledge, being endowed with knowledge. She is also of the nature of immortality. Therefore, she who can bless you with immortality. Isn't it? Amruta Ghata. Amruta Ghata. And Vilasat means shining. All these, he is endowed with all these things. Vilangu Bavul. In Tamil we say Vilangu Bavul. She who is endowed with all these things. All these four factors. Vidya, Mudra, Akshamala, Amrita Ghata. And Pani, Vilasat Pani. Pani means hand. She who is endowed with these four factors in four hands, symbolizing these different factors, isn't it? Vilasat Pani. So, he is Devi who is endowed with all these factors. Okay. Then, Vidyadana Praveene. Vidyadana Praveene. See, Praveena means she who is of expertise. Is called Praveena. See, Nipunaha. In another word, Nipunaha. Nipunaha. In Tamil, Nipunar. Nipunaha Samskritam. Nipunaha, one who is of expertise. Expert. Naipunyam, the expertise. Nipunaha, expert. So, Praveenaha also means the same. Praveenaha means one who is of expertise. Praveenaha is equal to Nipunaha. So, Praveena, see, Veena is different. But this Praveena means what? Praveena means expert. Veena is that way, Veena, isn't it? Not that Veena here. Praveena. And then she is expert in giving what? In giving knowledge. Vidya Dana Praveena. One who is capable of bestowing knowledge. It's called Vidya Dana Praveena. And she is expert, she is capable of bestowing knowledge to whom? Not great people, even ordinary people. Natebhyaha. Natebhyaha means those who have bowed to. To she who is capable of bestowing knowledge to those who bow to her. Natahana vanangiyavan. The one who has bowed is called Nataha. The person who has bowed is called Nataha. Natebhyaha, fourth case plural. To those. To those who bow to her. Or who have bowed to her. And how is she capable of giving knowledge? Again, shigram. Shigram, soon, quickly. And who are the people who have bowed to? He says, Jada Badira Mukhebhyaha Api. Jada means people who are dull-minded. Jada literally means inert. See, inert person cannot be taught. Inert thing cannot be taught. You cannot take it literally. I cannot teach table or door. Jada literally means inert. But here, who are as good as inert? Jada madre nikre chepagamar. We elders called us, Anandji. Why is Shani like a jadam? They scold us like that sometimes. Sometimes, yenu also they say, but still, sir. Yenu means buffalo, okay? Sometimes. But jadam, so jadam, no. Jada means not lily linnet here. We should not take literally. Who are as good as sinnet. It means who are dull-minded. Who are now intellectually, who are not sharp enough to understand things, even to those people. Badhira means deaf. People who are deaf, see, being deaf to Shastra means what? Not being able to appreciate the teaching. Deaf, that literally doesn't mean they're deaf. Deaf means you can easily get a hearing aid, isn't it? It's not a problem. So, who are not inclined to study the Shastram, who do not have ear for Shastram, and people who are even not intellectually sharp enough to appreciate the Shastram, who are as good as Jadam, inert, even to such people, Mukhebhyaha. See, not Mukhebhyaha, it must be Mukhebhyaha. Make it long. Mukaha. Again, wrong. Mukha ikar agodhu. First ka. Mukaha means dumb people. See, jada, badira, mooka. First, see, make it moo, and the ka, change the ka second into first ka. Apurda, it means dumb. Mooka hanta, mookam karoti vachalam. The mooka means what? Dumb. And the ka first ka, not second. Booklet, correction sayala. మీకు ముఖ్యేభ్య ఉందా ముఖ్యేభ్య ఉందా ఇన్ యువర్ బుక్? కా బట్ ముఖేభ్య అంటే ఉందా? బట్ యాజ్ ఫర్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ముఖేభ్య. ముఖేభ్య యూ చేంజ్ ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ ఇట్ ఈవెన్ టు సచ్ పీపుల్ యూ కెన్ సే ముఖేభ్య మీన్స్ ముదలెవర్గలకు టు సచ్ పీపుల్ సో అండ్ సో. అదర్వైజ్ ముఖేభ్య ఆల్సో ఐ కెన్ గివ్ మీనింగ్ బట్ హియర్ ద మీనింగ్ గివెన్ ఇస్ ముఖేభ్య. You mean to dumb people. Both means are correct, okay? You can say what you can write, mukhebhyah or mukhebhyah. See, you, what do you say? You are capable of bestowing knowledge to those who bow to you, who are dull-minded, such people who are dull and deaf, etc. The mukhebhyah, etc., okay? Or we write mukhebhyah, dumb people can include. Is it clear? Here to have two meanings. Vidyadana pravine jadabadhira mukhebhyopi shigram natebhyah. Jadabadhira mukhebhyopi shigram natebhyah. See, mukhebhyah also correct, but a different meaning. ముదలియవర్గలకు. See, you bestow knowledge to those people who bow to you, who are dull-minded, who are dull and deaf, etc. etc. ముఖేభ్యః. In Tamil, we say ముదలియవర్గలకు. See, he gave this to such people, so and so. Not he, and few people, then ముదలియవర్గలకు. We say, no, like that. కామాదీన, ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్ రాణిజీ? కామా సంటే ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ఐ యూస్ గో తమిళ సేవా సోతుంది. కామాదీనాంతరాన్ కామాదీనాంతరాన్ మత్సహజరిపువరాన్
మత్సహజరిపువరాన్
దేవి నిర్మూల్య వేగాత్
దేవి నిర్మూల్య వేగాత్
కామాదీనాంతరాన్
మత్సహజరిపువరాన్ మత్సహజరిపువరాన్
దేవి నిర్మూల్య వేగాత్
దేవి నిర్మూల్య వేగాత్.
ఓకే, సీ ఫస్ట్ టూ లైన్స్, ఫస్ట్ వి కాల్ దేవి యాజ్ ద వన్ హూస్ ఎండోర్డ్ విత్ ఫోర్ థింగ్స్. సెకండ్ లైన్ వి సే యు ఆర్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్, ఓ ద వన్ హూస్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ బెస్టోయింగ్ నాలెడ్జ్ టు దీస్ పీపుల్. ద థర్డ్ లైన్ వేర్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఎక్స్ప్రెసింగ్ అవర్ ప్రేయర్. Now what first we are asking here, of course main prayer is please bless me with knowledge and pure mind. But here, before blessing me with knowledge and pure mind, how can you give me pure mind? Help me resolve my emotions. That is the prayer. So, hey Devi, O Devi, Vegat, quickly. How many times quickly you have to still repeat it, okay? వేగాత్ నిర్మూల్య, నిర్మూల్యం కంప్లీట్లీ అప్రూటింగ్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? నిర్మూల్య, నిర్మూల్య అంటే నిర్మూలన చేసి చెప్పారు కదా తెలుగుల, అప్రూటింగ్, కంప్లీట్లీ రిమూవింగ్ ఇట్, డిస్ట్రాయింగ్ ఇట్, హ్యావింగ్ అదే నిర్మూల్య అప్రూటింగ్ టోటలీ. ఆ నిర్ అట్లనే దానికి అంత ఇది నిర్మూల్య. వాట్ రిమూవింగ్? వాట్ రిమూవింగ్? టోటలీ ఫర్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఏస్ రిపువరాన్. రిపువరాన్ యునో రిపువరాహ, రిపుహు మీన్స్ ఎనిమీ. నో ద వర్స్ట్ ఎనిమీస్. వరహ మీన్స్ ఎగ్జాల్ట్, లిటరలీ స్పీకింగ్. హియర్ హూ ఆర్ ద వర్స్ట్ ఎనిమీస్ ఫర్ మీ? రిపువరహ అంట రియల్ ఎనిమీస్. హోదర్ రిపుహు మీన్స్ ఎనిమీ. రిపువరాహ అంట రియల్ ఎనిమీస్. హోదర్ రియల్ ఎనిమీస్ కామ ఆదీన్. కామ ఆదీన్ రిపువరాన్ రియల్ ఎనిమీస్ సచ్ యాజ్ డిజైర్ ఎక్సెట్రా, ఆసై ముదలియవైహళై. హౌ ఇస్ ద రిపువరాన్ కామాదీన్? హూ ఆర్ ద రిపువరాహ? హూ ఆర్ ద రియల్ ఎనిమీస్ ఫర్ మీ? కామాదీన్, కామ ఆదీన్, காமஹ க்ரோதஹ லோபஹ மோஹஹ மதஹ மாத்ஸர்யம் ஷட் ரிபவஹ. ரிமர் ஷடாரி டாட் லாங் அகோ. அரிஹி ரிபுஹு மீன் த சேம் ஐ டோல்ட் யூ த வேர்ட் அரிஹி அண்ட் ரிபுஹு மீன் எனிமி. சோ காமாதீன் ரிபுவரான் மீன்ஸ் டிஸ்ட்ராயிங் டோட்டலி த எனிமீஸ் such as desire, etc. Desire means not, desire is not an enemy actually speaking. Likes and dislikes, isn't it? The binding desires. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, masarya. All symptoms of the disease of ignorance. So, Ripuvaran. And how are they, who is responsible for those emotions to be on my part? Who is responsible? Matsahaja, which are born along with me. Sahaj jayate iti sahaja. Understand? Jayate means is born. Saha means what? Along with. When the eye sense is born, when the eye sense is born, along with the eye sense, they are all born. See, you have to understand this. Very interesting, you see. Sahaj jayate iti sahaja. உடன் பிறக்கிறதுனால உடன் பிறப்பு. ஓகே, சஹஜ அலாங் வித். சோ வென் ஐ இஸ் பார்ன் அலாங் வித் ஐ, தீஸ் இமோஷன்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல்சோ பார்ன். இஃப் வென் ஐ இஸ் ரிசால்வ், தீஸ் இமோஷன்ஸ் ரிசால்வ். ஐ நோட்டிஸ் தட். வென் டு யூ ஹேவ், வென் இஸ் ஆங்கர், வென் இஸ் ஃபியர், வென் இஸ் ஆங்ஸைட்டி, வென் இஸ் ஜெலசி, வென் யூ டு நாட் நோ யூ ஆர், is there any jealousy, is there any hatred, anger, likes and dislikes? No, nothing. So I is born along with I sense, all these are born. Isn't it? So sahaja, so sahaja ripuvaran. So these emotions such as likes and dislikes, fear, anger, etc., these are real enemies which are born along with I sense. And pri devi help, having them resolved for good, help, you know, having uprooted them for good, please bless me with knowledge and pure mind. Which means the pure mind implies what? Is actually explaining what is pure mind. If you have all these emotions resolved, you have pure mind. That's the explanation of the pure mind, isn't it? So sahaja kama adin. Kama adin means etc. Adin means etc. ஆசை முதலியவைகளை, டிசைர் எக்ஸெட்ரா. சோ காமஹா க்ரோதஹ, ஆட் ஆதீன் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் க்ரோதஹ மோஹ மதஹ மாத்சரியம் எக்ஸெட்ரா. சோ ஆல், சோ ஹேவிங் அப்ரூட்டட் ஆல் தீஸ் இமோஷன்ஸ், தி ரியல் எனிமீஸ் விச் ஆர் பார்ன் அலாங் வித் மீ, அலாங் வித் தி ஐசன்ஸ், இஸ்ன்ட் இட், அண்ட் பிளஸ் மீ வித் நாலெட்ஜ் அண்ட் பியூர் மைண்ட். Oh, beloved of Brahma. That is the meaning. See, when you ask, because you have all that you need to remove them. We cannot do. She has Jnanam. She has Akshamala. She has all. Akshamala stands for what? The teaching of discipline. Isn't it? To handle your emotions. So you have knowledge. You have Mala. You have Amrita Kalasham and you have Jnana Mudra. You have rendered with all that. So you are capable of giving me knowledge. You are capable of uprooting all real enemies which are born along with me.
Kama Adin Antara.
Antara means not, these enemies are not outside, which are born along with the I sense, which rise no thoughts in my own mind. Antaran, antaran, antara means internal. The enemies who are not externally there, the enemies which are internally in my own mind. Name of emotions. Is it clear? Antaran. Kama adin antaran matsahaja ripuvaran. All objective purul. What should you nirmulam? Edhanai nirmulam pananam? He should destroy what? Devi should destroy what? Nirmulya, having uprooted these internal enemies which are born along with me, no? Such as desire, etc. Telusna. And you can etc. you can fill in the gaps. Kama adi nantaran matsakajari pavaran. And you are making it very clear, really speaking, there is no enemy outside in the world at all. This is satyam, satyam, punas satyam. We have to remember this. Now, who is the enemy again? Actually, Shakanta Shastram, whoever makes you unhappy is your enemy. Whoever disturbs your easiness is your enemy. The disease. Enemy. Disease is your enemy. And what is the disease here? Who is the enemy here? The disease. What is the disease here? Whoever makes you unhappy is your enemy. But in fact, whenever people do different things externally, people behave the way they can behave. They don't know how. Farmer used to tell this. Amma, they don't know how to behave differently. If they knew, they would have behaved differently. The question is, why whoever does anything, however not at all acceptable for you, that behavior on the part of the person is purely because of his incapacity. He does not know how to behave differently. That behavior, isn't it? That behavior need not be responsible for your unhappiness at all. In fact, so here what it says is, of course, as a discipline we are talking about different, objectively, that's a different thing. So here the world is not responsible for your unhappiness. Therefore, there's no enemy outside. Enemy is in your own mind. What are those enemies here? Likes and desire, in the form of likes and dislikes. Then anger, then fear, anxiety, you know, hatred, jealousy, greed. These are the enemies. We reduce everything into six. You know, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. Again, pride, arrogance, isn't it? So all these are the enemies. So these enemies rise. They're internal, not outside. In form of thoughts. The emotions rise in the form of thoughts. And along with the I sense. Along with means what? Only when the I sense, they all can. So they resolve. When the I sense go, they also resolve. Say, born along with me, along with the essence. And they are there. So help me remove them for good. Nirmulya. Removing them for good, please bless me with knowledge and pure mind. Is it clear? There is no enemy outside. In fact, no external situations is responsible for our unhappiness. Or our mental disturbance. If you are disturbed, the disturbing factors are not external, they are all internal. So, what should I do now? How you work? That's why you have all the efforts must be to handle your own internal problems. Don't need to go, that's why Swamiji says, when you are sinking yourself, don't go and try to uplift other person. Now you look out yourself first. When you are disturbed, how can you help other people? So Swamiji never believed in the World Peace Conference. People used to come and ask him to come and participate. World Peace Conference. Yenappa, World Peace Conference. Yenathiyo patient rappa, valla vandhattu. How many people say, what are they going to achieve? The problems are here. Everybody has to, because whether it is social, political, or communal, religious, any problem, it's all symptoms of the smallness is a problem, isn't it? So when without dealing with these, of course, social political issues, there we have to take common the laws of universal laws, and we have to discuss everything based on that. Okay, you stand where you are. Let me stand where I am. Don't get into my place and then trouble me. That's a different problem. But when basically this basic problem is there, and they think by sorting out these things we can bring world peace. There will never be, if your individual is not peaceful, how can there be world peace? Swamiji never believed in it. He never wanted to go for this. The world peace and then also this multi-faith, this Swamiji never go and waste your time multi-faith conference. Never go, he said. He knew because the Muslim will come and he'll only say he is right. One day there was one small Satya Sai organization. in London organized a program. And they insisted I should, some people who attend my classes, they also had this idea what is. And then Ranaji was reluctant. And he said, you came, no? You drove me that day. And it was really, it's hopeless. They give 2 minutes or 3 minutes for each person to talk. And the last person, no Hindu ever goes there. So this is the implicit I should go. Representing Hindus, no? And I know they gave only 2 minutes. What can I say? And then the other fellows came and they all came different reasons they gave. Different things, they brought some nice overhead projector for 3 minutes talk and then big thing, you know, they put one fellow came, an Englishman, one father came and the two Muslim, one Muslim lady came, one Muslim man came and they showed some nice birds flying. Very funny. Uga doesn't make any sense. One of the things they spoke English better, maybe.
How did you talk?
2 minutes. I said something. But what I'm saying, it's self-behave, useless. So what I'm saying, the idea of what I want to say here is, antaran, I want to say. There's no enemy outside. See, you don't, without achieving, how many you always say this, without achieving anything, you can be peaceful and happy. This is satyam. No achievement is needed. Nothing is needed. And whatever possible on your part, in keeping with dharma, you can do. See, you first take care of your peace of mind. How peaceful you are. If you have these problems, emotions are there. And you understand these emotions are symptoms of the disease of ignorance. And until jnanam takes place, jnanam gets strengthened, assimilated or ascertained, they need to be handled. So find out how you can handle them. And it's going for meditation classes and all these things, you know, temporarily they try to kill them. They put them to sleep. That is not a solution. So I have to understand the cause. Understand you'll be consciously using your willpower. You have to be acting in every situation. Consciously, which means you are managing them. So until knowledge manage them, once you have jnanam, there's no need for you to manage because they'll resolve for good. This is the only way. You can be peaceful, if you take care of yourself being not disturbed, you don't need to bring any peace to the world. You will not be disturbing others. The disturbed will be disturbing. So you don't need to go upakaram annatala upadram annada pa, do you know upakara, whether you do upakara or not, Ranaji. Upakara means help. Whether you want help or not, at least don't be at of trouble. Don't be troublesome. No upadram annada, sometimes in between used to say this. What I say, if you are disturbed, you will be disturbing. Now that you want to disturb, helplessly you will be disturbing. That is why it is you uncontrolled situations. You are helpless when you happen to disturb others because you do not know how to handle your mind, handle emotions. You are disturbed, so you disturb others. The disturbed will disturb. So you see that you are not disturbed. So antaran kamadin antaran matsahaja ripuvaran nirmulya. Oh Devi, I cannot undo these internal emotions which rise along with I sense. I am not a creator of, they are born along with me, so I am not a creator of them. Which are born along with me cannot be my creation. So I do not have any say over them. So you are indirectly expressing your helplessness. This is what understanding your utter helplessness, so you can intelligently be prayerful, seek grace for that. We have to understand, do I create my emotions? That is why Swamiji always used to say, when somebody comes and tells you, give up anger, give up. What is it I'm holding on to? Why are you asking me to give up? How can I give up? If I can give up, why should I come to you? Sit in front of you, listen to me. Isn't it? So, antaran is a very profound sentence. Samatsahaja also a very, very important word. Matsahaja ripuvaraha. These emotions which are born along with I sense, which belong with me, which means I am not creating them. They are born along with me means I cannot be the creator. If I am not the creator, I cannot undo them. I am helpless. I am lit in the world with them. I do not know. So help me resolve them. So you remove them. You remove them. Then you also bless me with knowledge, that I can bless me with pure mind. Pure mind is equal to peaceful mind. Impure mind is restless mind, agitated mind. Is it clear? It's good. This thing, good, important, isn't it? Important thing. Antaram mat sahajari pavaraha. Mat sahajan sannale must remember what? They are not my creation. They are just there. They are part of the order. Vidya mudrakshamalam ratagata vilasat panipatho jajale vidya dana pravine jadabadhira mukhe bhyopi shigram natebhyah kamadinantaran matsahajaripuvaran devi nirmolya vegat vidyam shuddhancha buddhim kamalajadayite satvaram dehi mahyam. See, any prayer where you insisting, the prayer is expressed, you pray desperately seeking grace to get rid of these things, that prayer becomes very popular worker. That's why Narayanam is very popular, even though Bhattadri wrote very late, off late here, became very popular. Why? Because the prayer. Every verse, every tenth verse, every dashakam, end of the verse, you pray what? Mama roga nirundi, roga nirundi. You know, you ask for removal of disease. Prayer means what? You are already has surrendered your will. Already you are surrendering the essence. The surrender, praying means ahankara is resolved a bit. That's why it's good. Okay, go next one.
Yes.
Karma svatmochiteshu. Karma svatmochiteshu. Ranji, tomorrow onwards, a new sankalpa. Every day we'll chant this. Okay? I'll see that you memorize before you leave. Come here. Karma svatmochiteshu.
Karma svatmochiteshu.
Sthiratardhishanam.
Sthiratardhishanam.
Dehadadhyam tadartham.
Dehadadhyam tadartham.
Sthiratardhishanam.
Sthiratardhishanam.
Dehadadhyam tadartham.
Dehadadhyam tadartham.
Dirghanchayuryashascha.
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 Tribhuvana viditam.
Tribhuvana viditam.
Papa margat viraktim.
Papa margat viraktim.
Satsangam satkathaya.
Satsangam satkathaya.
Shravanam apisada.
Shravanam apisada.
Devi dattva krupabdhe.
Devi dattva krupabdhe.
Vidyam shuddhancha buddhim.
Vidyam shuddhancha buddhim.
Kamalajadayite satvaram dehi mahyam. Karma svatmochiteshu.
Karma svatmochiteshu.
Karma svatmochiteshu.
Karma svatmochiteshu.
Sthiratardhishanam.
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 Dehadadhyam tadartham.
Dehadadhyam tadartham.
Dirgha. Please teach this one verse at least to children. This one verse please teach children. Very beautiful verse.
Dirghanchayuryashascha. ಪಂಚಾಯುರ್ಯಶಶ್ಚ
ತ್ರಿಭುವನ ವಿದಿತಂ
ತ್ರಿಭುವನ ವಿದಿತಂ
ಪಾಪಮಾರ್ಗಾತ್ ವಿರಕ್ತಿಂ
ಪಾಪಮಾರ್ಗಾತ್ ವಿರಕ್ತಿಂ
ಸತ್ಸಂಗಂ ಸತ್ಕಥಾಯ
ಸತ್ಸಂಗಂ ಸತ್ಕಥಾಯ
ಶ್ರವಣಮಪಿ ಸದಾ
ಶ್ರವಣಮಪಿ ಸದಾ
ದೇವಿ ದತ್ವಾ ಕೃಪಾಬ್ಧೇ
ದೇವಿ ದತ್ವಾ ಕೃಪಾಬ್ಧೇ
ವಿದ್ಯಾಂ ಶುದ್ಧಾಂ ಚ ಬುದ್ಧಿಂ
ವಿದ್ಯಾಂ ಶುದ್ಧಾಂ ಚ ಬುದ್ಧಿಂ
ಕಮಲಜದಯಿತೇ ಸತ್ವರಂ ದೇಹಿ ಮಹ್ಯಂ
ಸತ್ವರಂ ದೇಹಿ ಮಹ್ಯಂ.
ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಓ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ ಮೀ ವಿತ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಸೇ ವಾಟ್ ನೌ ಯು ಆರ್ ಕಾಲಿಂಗ್ ದೇವಿ ಅನದರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಪಾಬ್ಧೇ ಸಿ ಕೃಪಾಬ್ಧೇ ಕೃಪಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನ್ ಅಬ್ಧಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಓಷನ್ ಅಪ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಅಪ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಅಬ್ಧಿ ಅಪ್ ಪ್ಲಸ್ ದಿ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಅಬ್ಧಿ ಅಪ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಬ ಅಬ್ಧಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಓಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಪಾ ಅಬ್ಧಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಓಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಓಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಓಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಕೃಪಾಬ್ಧಿ ಓ ಕರುಣೆ ಕಡಲೆ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಸೇ ವಾಟ್ ನೌ ಓ ಕೃಪಾಬ್ಧೆ ಕರುಣಾನಿಧಿ ಇಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ಕೃಪಾಬ್ಧಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಓ ಕೃಪಾಬ್ಧೆ ಓ ಓಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನ್ ಓಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಓಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಕೃಪಾಬ್ಧೆ ದೇವಿ ಕಮಲಜ ದಯಿತೆ ಆಲ್ ತ್ರೀ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಮೀನ್ ಸೇಮ್ ದೇವಿ ತ್ರೀ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಅಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ಸ್ ದೇವಿ ಕಮಲಜ ದಯಿತೆ ಕೃಪಾಬ್ಧೆ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ಶುದ್ಧ ವಿದ್ಯಾಂ ಶುದ್ಧಾಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಂಚ ದೇಹಿ ಯು ನೋ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಶೀ ಸೇಸ್ ಸದಾ ಸತ್ಸಂಗಂ ದತ್ವಾ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ ವಿತ್ ದತ್ವಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಗಿವನ್ ದತ್ವಾ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಲಿಟ್ರಲ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಡಿಕ್ಲಿನಬಲ್ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಸಿಪಲ್ ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿಜ್ having blessed me with or blessed me with satsangam association with people who are committed to or who are given to the Vedic teaching Vedic way of life association with the people who are committed to or who are given to the Vedic way of life One meaning of satsanga. Another meaning is bless me with exposure to the scriptural teaching. Exposure to the scriptural teaching is satsanga. Satsanga anta sat means good, literally sat means good, auspicious. Sangaha means association. Satsangaha means what? Association with auspicious, association with good things. What is good? Again, good is a relative term. Isn't it? Here, absolute good we should take. Absolute good, that which is good for all the people, all places and all times is absolute good. See, good, the word good, please bless me with the good things. Good association. What is good? Good is a relative term. So here we don't take a relative. Good means absolute good. Please, what is absolute good here? Absolute good is that which is acceptable, desirable, that which, you know, good for, that which brings happiness to all the people of all times, of all places. That is absolute good. That means only Shastra teaching, isn't it? So satsangaha means So, satsangam dattva, which means blessing me with exposure to the scriptural teaching. We need Bhagavan's grace even to be exposed to the Shastra teaching. I won't hate it, satsanga. One meaning. Another meaning is association with the people who are committed to live a Vedic way of life. who are given to the Vedic way of life. Also satsangaha. Association with the righteous people. Association with the teaching. Isn't it? Satsanga. It's very important. Satsangam dattva. And then, satkathayaha shravanam api. See, not only scriptural teaching, here means Upanishadic teaching, unfoldment of the Upanishads, unfoldment of Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sutra, Bhashyam, etc., real satsang. But, if not only that, even satkathayaha shravanam, even listening to the unfoldment of, the exposition of the stories revealing the glories of Bhagavan, glories of Ishvara. Satkatha, like Bhagavata Kathashravanam or Devi Mahatya Kathashravanam. Now stories are there. Even though there are stories, the stories are not simply cock and bull stories. They may sound cock and bull story because when you don't understand the significance of it. So bless me with the punyam to be able to listen, to expose to the narration of the stories which reveal the glories of the Lord. Ani satkathayaha shravanam. Api, he devi sada dadatu. Please bless me with satsangaha, satkatha shravanam. Shravanam means listening. Exposure to the narration of stories revealing the glories of the Lord is said to be satkatha shravanam. So please bless me with those things. And blessing me with those things, you should also what? Give me ultimately knowledge and absolute mental purity. Is it clear?
Yes.
Satsangam satkathaya shravanam api sada devi dattva kripabdhe vidyam shuddham cha buddhim kamalajadayite satvaram dehi mahyam. Before that. What is it? This is the second to third line and fourth line is over.
Yeah.
And then first, why I am taking from the fourth line, always have to take the verb first in a verse. Then take the verb, then you can ask what, how and all. It is called Akanksha Paddhati, the method of arriving at the unknown from the known. Then, Karma Swatmo Chiteshu
Karma Swatmo Chiteshu
Sthiratara dhishanam.
Sthiratara dhishanam.
See, sthira means firm. Sthiratara, more firm. Okay? Sthara is a comparative degree. Sthiratara dhishana. Dhishana means the firm will. Sthiratara dhishana means stronger will. Firm will. Will for what? It says, karmas, atma uchiteshu karmasu. Stronger will in performing activities which will serve as preparatory discipline for attaining knowledge. Discipline in attaining or for attaining knowledge. See, uchita atma uchita karma means what? The activity is appropriate for spiritual upliftment, spiritual development. Atmochiteshu karmasu. See, karmasu in active. Karmasu is a locative case, plural. Karmasu in activities. Sail halil. Karmasu means in activities. So please bless me with a strong will to involve myself in activities which contribute for spiritual upliftment, spiritual development. Atma uchiteshu karmasu. Atmochitam karma means what? The activity which is good for my spiritual well-being, spiritual wellness, isn't it? கால் ஆத்மோச்சித்தம், நமக்கு நல்லது செய்யறது சொல்றோமா இல்லையா, தட்ஸ் கால் ஆத்மோச்சிதேஷு கர்மசு. ஆத்மோச்சிதேஷு கர்மசு, சி உச்சித்தம் மீன்ஸ் வாட், அப்ரோப்ரியேட். உச்சித்தம் மீன்ஸ் அப்ரோப்ரியேட். ஆத்ம உச்சித்தம் மீன்ஸ் வாட், தட் விச் இஸ் அப்ரோப்ரியேட் ஃபார் மீ. வாட் இஸ் அப்ரோப்ரியேட்? எனிதிங் விச் கான்ட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஃபார் யுவர் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டெவலப்மெண்ட், ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் வெல்பீயிங் இஸ் கால்ட் ஆத்ம அப்ரோப்ரியேட். அகெயின் அப்ரோப்ரியேட், ஆல் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் வெரி வெரி கேர்ஃபுல், இட் ஆல் ரிலேட்டிவ் டேர்ம்ஸ். ஸோ ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன், தி ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் விச் ஆர் அப்ரோப்ரியேட் ஃபார் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப். ஆத்மோஜிதேஷு கர்மசு, ஸோ ஹேட் டேக் இட் ஆஸ் வாட், ஹெல்ப் மீ இன்வால்வ் இன் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் which contribute for my spiritual development or well-being, upliftment. Atma uchiteshu karmasu sthiratara dishanam. So, give is understood, okay? Devi, please bless me with strong will to involve myself in activities which will help my spiritual development. Then, it's not enough if you bless me with the will to do the right action. Please bless me with the physical strength also, physical well-being also. Deha dardhyam. Dardhyam means strength. Dridha means strong. Dardhyam means strength. Because, you see, a lot of adjectives we use in our own language. Dridama arukkada. Tamil and the ru therimu didam dhruvanga. So, dridham means strong, dardhyam means strength. So, deha dardhyam. So, he says, tadartham deha dardhyam. To involve myself in activities which serve as, prepared to discipline for spiritual knowledge, or which help me for spiritual development. And tadartham, for that, please also bless me with physical strength. Good, isn't it? Mm. Teach children this one. Oh, see, why do we need to be physically strong? Physically live strong for what? To live 100 years? What are we living 100 years for? What is physical strength for? Physical strength must be for doing all good activities which will contribute for my mental well-being, emotional well-being, will contribute for my spiritual upliftment. And that's why physical strength is for. We have all physical strength, we don't know how to channelize energy then. And that is when we could do all wrong things. That is why, imagine, all spa has no meaning if there's no spiritual vision, isn't it? Paithim patukun. That's why people go for paleolithic dieting, 20 eggs in the morning, half a kilo meat in the afternoon. No carbohydrates. Though deha dadyam tadartham, I want to understand the word tadartham. Tadartham means for that purpose. For the purpose of involving myself in activities which contribute for my spiritual well-being, emotional well-being, I want physical strength. Is it clear? Tadarthana adarkaha. See, Deviye, enakku uruthiyana enna nalla seyalgalai seivadharku uruthiyana ennathe kudukkanum. Andha seyalgalai seiyiradhukku vendiya physical strength yum enakku kudukkanum. Please also bless me with physical strength. Isn't it? Deha dhaadyam. What is physical strength for? You must be 100% clear. Make children chant this verse. We must be physically very strong, in a sense very healthy. Of course, without physical strength, we cannot achieve anything. We want physical strength, in a sense physical health, physical well-being, but that is for emotional well-being, to take a emotional well-being. Emotional well-being in the right sense is what? Not simply putting the thoughts to sleep. In the right sense, for spiritual upliftment. Therefore, ஆத்ம உச்சிதேஷு கர்மசு ஸ்திரதர திஷணாம் தேஹி. ப்ளீஸ் பிளஸ் ஸ்ட்ராங் வில் டு இன்வால்வ் மைசெல்ஃப் இன் ரைட் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ். then for that purpose also bless me with the healthiest body, strong body, physical strength. Then it's not enough you give me physical strength also, please bless me with a long life. Dirgancha ayuhu. And cha means and. Really teach children this. Children need to pray for this. It makes sense. Why do I need long life, longevity? Dirgancha ayuhu. Cha and. Dirgam ayuhu. Dirgam ayuhu. Two separate words. Long life. Make it a compound word. Dirgayuhu. Dirgayushmati bhava. Dirgayushman bhava. That's how elders blesses. May you have a long, live long. May you live long. May you have long life. Isn't it? Longest span of life. So dirgancha. Why cha? All you ask for two things. Deha dadyam. Ask for involvement, right actions. Isn't it? No, and. Cha and. Dirgam ayuhu. Dirgam cha ayuhu. The cha put other ways. And also long span of life. Then life will be boring if my goodness is not recognized. So also, we have to grow, isn't it? See, you know, I'm telling you, you will not be bored at all if you know how to be by yourself. You will have learned to be with yourself. Otherwise, nothing is there to keep you occupied, you will feel bored. And being bored is also what? Another poem, pain. Therefore, he says here, you know, some sort of recognition is important. My goodness, my commitment to dharma, my involvement in good activities, my own effort for my spiritual upliftment needs some recognition. Nature will bring yashaha. So fame. Yashaha means fame earned through righteous means, isn't it? Yashaha. Then, if what sort of yashaha? Not ordinary yashaha, known only in Coimbatore. So, Tribhuvana Viditam. The fame. See, praying, nothing wrong in praying for, isn't it? See, if you have to have earned the fame, appreciated worldwide. Tribhuvanam stands for worldwide, okay? Tribhuvana Viditam, known in all three worlds. The fame, such as, please bring me the fame that it is known in all three worlds means not become, you see, even Sridevi was a celebrity. Why three worlds? He was on five worlds, okay? But that's not such celebrity, not that such fame. So here fame in the sense, see, living a life of dharma naturally will bring you that fame, isn't it? Ravana Maharshi did not cross the world, still he also became famous, isn't it? Paramahamsa became famous. Sometimes people do attain famous. So, Tribhuvana Viditam Yashaha. So, please bless me with the fame known in all three worlds. Okay. Then, another beautiful prayer is na. I always tell this in my Tamil Tethyaputrihana. Yenda Soolilayilum Dharmatrikku Purambana Selhilai Seyyam Irupadarku. I say, my blessing, I add this always. May you bless me with knowledge and strength, not only to choose the right action, to refrain from wrong. Sometimes unknowingly you may do wrong things. That's why here, Papa Margat Viraktim. See, you ask for the strength to do the right action, you are praying for the strength to refrain from wrong action. So, Papa Margat Viraktim. So, disinterest in doing wrong action. So, please bless me with strength to keep away from wrong actions. Refrain from wrong actions. Papa Margat Viraktim. Give me all this. Then what should you give? Give me Satsangaha. Give me Hatskathaya Hashavanam. Give me all that. ultimately give me the vision of the truth and thereby absolute peace of mind. You cannot, this is a beautiful prayer. This is what condensed given Manaswami Chepedi. Please bless me with all ten strength to do the right. Will to do the right, refrain from the wrong. So he has put in this, any Vaidika, this is the teaching. There is no shortcut method. Apart from that, see, you have to see the problem from the root itself. This is what the shame teaching. No teacher, no sadhu, no Mahatma can say anything differently from here, what's being said. How they put across, how they're able to reach you, how they're able to make you understand, that's a different thing. They may have different skills, but there's no better teaching than this. This is the teaching. This is Vedic teaching. This is the Vedantic, this is the prayer. This is the prayer. There's no better prayer than this. What else you can pray for? Nidhi Paiha. Finished. Fifth verse is over. Isn't it? Karma swatmo chiteshu sthiratara. You should have passed correctly. Karma swatmo chiteshu sthiratara dhishanam. Karma swatmo chiteshu sthiratara dhishanam. Degadardhyam tadartham. Degadardhyam tadartham. Next prayer. Dirghanchayus dirghanchayuryashaschatribhuvana viditam. Dirghanchayuryashaschatribhuvana viditam. Dirghanchayuryashaschatribhuvana viditam.
Dirghanchayuryashaschatribhuvana viditam.
Papa margadviraktim. Margadviraktim. Satsangam satkathaya shavanam apisada. Dev. Satsangam satkathaya shavanam apisada. Devidatva krupabdhe.
Devidatva
krupabdhe. Vidyam shuddhancha buddhim. Kamalajadayite satvaram dehi mahyam. Vasaka, teach the kids this one verse at least. Our New Year lesson for children. See, even for elders also is important prayer, but I'm saying. At least they don't know time for reading everything and this one verse is enough. It's complete trees. Children need to pray only for all these things. See, whatever Parabdha has, that doesn't matter. The prayer is good, this is, it will, imagine every day they chant this, how much their mind is in that, isn't it? Matastvat pada padmam.
Matastvat pada padmam.
Navidhi kusumai.
Navidhi
kusumai. Pujitam.
Pujitam.
Jatu bhaktya.
Jatu bhaktya.
Gatum naivahamishe.
Gatum naivahamishe.
Jadamatiralasat.
Jadamatiralasat.
Tvadgunan divyapadyaihi.
Tvadgunan
divyapadyaihi. Muke seva vihine pyanupama karunar.
Muke seva
vihine pyanupama karunam. Make it there. Muke seva vihine pyanupama karunam.
Muke
seva vihine pyanupama karunam. Arbhakembe vakritva.
Arbhakembe
vakritva. Arbhakembe vakritva.
Arbhakembe vakritva.
Vidyam shuddhancha buddhim kamalajadayite satvaram dehi mahyam. मातस्त्वत्पादपद्मम् नभिधिकुसुमैः पूजितम् जातु भक्त्या गातुम् नैवाहमीशे
जडमतिरलसत्
त्वद्गुणान् दिव्यपद्मैः
जडमतिरलसत्
त्वद्गुणान् दिव्यपद्यैः मूके
सेवाविहीनेऽप्यनुपमकरुणाम्
अर्भकेम्बेव कृत्वा
विद्यां शुद्धाञ्च बुद्धिम्
कमलजदयिते सत्वरं देहि मह्यम् So here, so kamalaja dayite sattvaram mahyam shvidyam shuddham cha buddhim dehi is okay. Here we are calling her mataha. See the first word, mataha. See, mata is nominative. Rikaranta shabdam, matri shabdaha. The word actually ends with the vowel r. Matru. In nominative, mata. In vocative, mataha. We put visarga, mataha. O mother. Mata ante, just nominative. It's not vocative. Mataha chepitada, vocative. Because rikaranta shabda, isn't it? O mataha, o mother. He says, see, it's expressing one's own incapability, no? See, when you tell Devi, what I do not have, what I am not. Again, the smallness, the sense of smallness centered on I, you're expressing to Devi. You're talking to yourself. You're talking to other person. I don't know. I'm not this. Means the fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I is always expressed in our behavior, in our talking to other people. Instead of talking to other people, you talk to yourself. Talk to you can't talk to yourself, so talk to Devi. In way, talking to Devi in a way is an auto suggestion, isn't it? So talking to yourself. So he says, Tvatpada Padmam, your lotus feet, O Devi, O mother. Not even calling Devi mother and much closer, isn't it? Because nobody else can be as close as the mother to the child. So O Mataha, Tvatpada Padmam, your Tvat means tava. Your lotus feet. Na pujitam. Okay. Your lotus feet were not worshipped. In fact, padmam is singular word. Your pujitam also is in singular. We have to understand. Na pujitam. It was not worshipped. Okay. The lotus feet were not worshipped. By me is understood. Kusumehi, with flowers. Na jatu. Jatu means ever. Na jatu, never. Never was it worshipped with flowers, your lotus feet. Okay? I see, because I'm putting it singular. Never was it worshipped, your lotus feet, I'm saying, because that's how the book work is. So your lotus feet were not worshipped by me. Never were your feet worshipped by me with the flowers. Na jatu. Na bhaktya, bhaktihi, devotion. Instrumental case, bhaktya, with devotion. never were your lotus feet worshipped by me with flowers, with devotion. He's expressing guilt. And then, Gatum na eva aham ishe. See, ishe again. See, isha means ishaha, feminine gender word. Ishaha, feminine gender word. Sorry, masculine gender word. Ishaha means the Lord. Isha is what? Feminine of ishaha. Ishaha, masculine. Isha, feminine. In vocative of isha, ishe. Where is the underscore then? That is a world famous isha underscore. My mind is going to go. Ishe means, O Lord, O lady, really speaking. O Lord, is Ishe. Actually, she who rules is called Isha. Isha, the one who rules. The Lord means the one who rules. Who is the Lord? The word Isha, Isha the root. From there you have get the verb. Ishtenta, rules. So, Ishaha is the Lord, the one who rules. Isha is she who rules. So, Devi will say, O Lord. Is it? Feminine gender means Isha. Ishe in vocative. O Lord, O Devi, the ruler. Aham gatam naiva. Another meaning is as what now? Na Ishe atanta. I am not capable of singing. I am not able to sing. Na Isha atanta. One meaning. I want it to both meanings also. Isha atanta, she who rules. You can call Devi as the ruler of the world. Ruler, only ruler. Otherwise, na aham gatam naiva and never. Never am I able to sing in praise of thee. Never am I able to sing. And in praise of these understood. Gatum means infinitive, to sing. Gatum naiva aham ishe. You can take into aham ishe, I'm able to. Aham na ishe, I'm not able to sing. Never am I able to sing. What meaning? Other meaning, O ruler, I'm not able to sing. Then, jadamatihi, I'm dull-minded, dull-witted, isn't it? Jadamatihi. I'm not of adequate intellectual sharpness. Jadamatihi. Alasaha. Alasaha, I'm lazy. You say, poor mama. Okay? Aham alasaha. Aham jadamatihi. Aham alasaha. Aham gatum naiva ishe. Aham bhaktya maya pujitam bhaktya pushpaihi na pujitam. Okay? The lotus feet were never worshipped by me. Flowers with devotion. I'm lazy. Okay, I'm dull-witted. And I'm not able to sing. Sing what? Tvad gunan. Tvad gunahanta, your gunahanta, your auspicious nature, auspicious your glories. So, I'm not able to sing in praise of thy glories. Tvad gunan, gatum aham naiva ishe. Why I'm not able to sing in praise of thy glories? Because I'm jadamatihi, I'm alasaha. One thing I'm not doing, I have to think about to think now. To sing for a poetry to flow, I must be thinking all the time. Alasaha and a jadamatihi. And sing in what? Divya padyehi, the divine verses. What are divine verses? The verses which reveal the glories of the Lord are divine verses. Manushya Stuti, Bhagavat Stuti. Here both, isn't it? So Manushya Stuti is a Mukha Stuti, isn't it? It can be simple, mere flattery also. But Bhagavat Stuti, Swami used to say, how much do you know Bhagavan's glories? Even if you pray, sing in Bhagavan's praise, so Bhagavan asks only flattery. You are the whole. Have you understood the fact? Do you know Bhagavan is the whole? You don't know. But not knowing, I'm simply saying, it's not real. What I'm saying, without knowing real glory, if you sing in praise of something, it's only flattery. So here, anyway, Divya Padyehi. Padyam means poetry. Okay? Divya Padyehi, with the divine verses revealing the glories of Bhagavan. So I'm not able to sing the verse, sing. Okay. Because am jadamatihi alasaha. Divya padyehi tvad gunan gatum aham naiva ishe. I'm not able to sing in place of sing the glories with divine verses because I am dull witted and I am lazy. So what should you do? Seva vihinaha vihine. Seva vihinaha means the one who is devoid of any service to any Bhagavan, is it? Vihinaha means the one who is devoid of. Seva vihinaha vihine api. And who is mukhe? Seva vihine. It's all locative case. I am, see, on my part. What he says here. He amba. Amba means O mother. Amba iva. Amba iva ambeva. Like a mother. Oh, they, what you should do? Amba iva ambeva. Like the mother. Like the mother. What you should do? Anupama karunam krutva. Anupama karunam krutva. Incomparable compassion. See, showering thy incomparable compassion like a mother. Amba iva. So mother showers her love and compassion in the part of the child, isn't it? Upon a child. How? Arbhake. Arbhakaha means child. So arbhakaha means a very unusual word. Not used in arbhakaha. You know the word shishuhu, isn't it? Baby. But arbhakaha, child. Arbake amba iva. Arbake amba iva. Just as mother showers her incomparable love and compassion upon her child, so also arbake amba iva anupama karunam krutva. So expressing your incomparable compassion on my part. And who am I? And me, who's dumb, who's mokaha, who's dumb and who is devoid of any praiseworthy deeds. Isn't it? So seva vihinaha means what? One who is devoid of service means what? One who is not competent. Okay, one who is not competent, an incompetent, dumb person on me, such me, showering the incomparable compassion like the mother upon her child. Is it clear? Tell Sanari?
Yeah.
See, mukhe seva vihine api anupama karunam arbhake ambaiva krutva. Just as a mother showers her incomparable compassion upon her child, so may you also showering incomparable compassion on me, the dumb, dull-witted one who is devoid of all praiseworthy virtues. Please bless me with knowledge and pure mind. Is it clear?
Yes, sir.
Every verse is beautiful, isn't it? The previous one I liked it best because it's complete, isn't it? Here is all, it's typical one, expressing our, this is called the expressing the fundamental problem to Devi, to Bhagavan. Isn't you say what are you incapable of doing? The guilt, any expression of guilt also. I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have this. Of course, we don't, all of us don't have so many things. Then your mother undi are problems. So talk it to Devi. It will really help you. Participate. See, what an amount of psychological wellness has been thought of in our Shastra. For a person to have to, don't go and tell everybody else. You are telling everybody else all the time. And but in mind you think, you don't want them to think that you are. But you express it, isn't it? My psychologist, the problem has been understood very well. That is why it is thoroughly analyzed prayer. Then you can't have better prayer than this. And what I am not able to do, you have to go and tell Devi. Then you are 100% honest. There is no flattery here. You are not hiding anything. You are really expressing your problem. And what you are blessed with also, so you are part of the ordained, whatever skill and anything, whatever you have, what you work for, ask for, you are having, isn't it? Expressing. It's very good. It will really help you manage your problems also. Very beautiful prayer.
Matastvatpada padmam navidhi kusumai pujitam jatu bhaktya gatam naivahamishe jadamatirala sattvadgunan divyapadyaihi muke seva vihine tanupama karunam arbhakem bevakrutva vidyam shuddhancha buddhim kamalajadaite satvaram dehimakyam.
Got it?
Yes.
See, he says one fact, he says, anupama karunam arbhake amba iva kritva. See, amba is another word for mata. Amba is akaranda shabda, isn't it? A mother always expresses her incomparable compassion to her child. Isn't it? So, amba anupama karunam, not upama. You cannot compare how compassionate she is. Mother's compassion cannot be compared at all to anybody else's compassion. We are also compassionate towards some people. No? We see some people on the roadside. We feel compassionate. There is a certain degree of compassion expressed. But in mother's compassion for her child is incomparable. No, that's what I say. Anupama karunam amba na arbhake karoti. A mother shows her incomparable compassion towards her child. Iva, like, just as. Iva, just as, like, is it? Anupama karunam amba arbhake. Amba arbhake iva. You have to show on me, okay? Kritva. Then what do you say now? Kritva. Which sort of me? Muke, the dumb fellow. Seva vihine. Api. Even though I am not endowed with praiseworthy virtues, I am devoid of all praiseworthy qualities, even though I am like a dumb, diluted person, upon me, like a mother's shows compassion upon her child, you also show your compassion towards me and bless me with knowledge and pure mind. Yes, ma'am. See, if you want somebody to melt for you, make that person mother. Isn't it? Mother and nobody can say no. Because the minute the word mother comes, your attitude to perform, you tell this. Why mother? Mother means the attitude towards the person completely changes. He used to give a story to explain this. Suppose one brother and sister, the two children were there. The parents had two children and they went and attended some big festival, village festival. Village festival, they lost a daughter, a son. And then, it's a very famous story. And after many years, and the son comes, the boy and the girl, they meet each other, they became lovers, okay? In Swamiji's own story, this is. And they come and tell this girl, come tells the parents, I love this boy, this boy loves me so much. Who is the boy? And they want to know about, because it's a very big family, you see. Big family means they want to know the reputation, who are the parents, who are the grandparents, who are the great-great-grandparents, who were the great-great-grandparents, who was the aunt, who was the uncle, who were the relatives, how they lived. So they want to know all about the family. So when they inquire about the family, then this boy had to reveal his secret, because when real love was there, he had to reveal his secret. Oh, I'm sorry. It seems I got lost somewhere in the festival. And this is the people who found me in the festival, they told me this story and they raised me, but they raised me as a good boy. Okay? They're my real parents. Oh, that festival, that boy, you are my son. He meet this boy, sees this girl as my sister. The attitude changes. Then how can I think of marrying her anymore? Isn't it? Even the same love may be there, but completely attitude changes. The minute you say your sister, in our culture, definitely should change. Doesn't change, must be an animal, isn't it? He can't be a human being. The attitude change. The minute you understand the relationship with the person, this was my sister, means, and even though he has been having a different feeling, different thoughts all about this, unknowingly, either for the girl also changes, the boy also changes. The somebody relate to somebody as a mother, the attitude changes. You cannot have this, because this is all very important to maintain psychological health, mental health, and also to put you in the right track so that your spiritual ultimate goal does not get obstructed by any rotten thinking. Isn't it? So much they have to think about it in all these things. So I'm not doing too elaborately, because I've done elaborately long ago. Shantyadya sampadome. Only thing is, I want to teach again once the chanting correctly, to have correct passes, where you should have the pass. So you don't break compounds wrongly. Shantyadya sampadome.
Shantyadya sampadome.
Vitara shubhakari.
Vitara shubhakari.
Nityatad bhinna bodham.
Nityatad bhinna bodham.
Shantyadya sampadome.
Shantyadya sampadome.
Vitara shubhakari.
Vitara shubhakari.
Nityatad bhinna bodham.
Nityatad bhinna bodham.
Vairagyam mokshavanchamapi.
Vairagyam mokshavanchamapi.
Laghukalaya,
laghukalaya.
Shri Shiva sevyamane.
Shri Shiva sevyamane.
Vidyatirthadi.
Vidyatirthadi.
Yogi pravarakara.
Yogi pravarakara.
Sarojata.
Sarojata.
Sampujitangre.
Sampujitangre.
Vidyatirthadi yogi pravarakara sarojata sampujitangre.
Vidyatirthadi yogi
pravarakara sarojata sampujitangre. One long compound. Vidyatirthadi yogi pravarakara sarojata sampojitangre.
Vidyatirthadi yogi pravarakara sarojata sampojitangre.
Vidyam shuddhancha buddhim kamala jadayite sattvaram dehi mahyam.
Vidyam shuddham cha buddhim kamala jatayite sarvaram dehi mahyam.
This was definitely for all of us. Anata manam people like us. Shanti Adhyaha Sampadaha Me Vitara Shubakarihi Nityatad Binnabodham Vairagya Mokshavanchamapi Lagu Kalaya Shri Shiva Sevyamane. See what first verse he says. Vidya Tirthadi Yogi Pravarakara Saroja Sarojata Sampujitangre. First let me tell you, O Devi, bless me with knowledge and pure mind. And which sort of a Devi? One long sentence is there. Devi who is sweet. Angri means sweet. Okay? Whose feet were worshipped with the lotus. Lotus hand. Sarojata. Sarojatam, sarojam means lotus. Kara means hand. Whose feet were worshipped by lotus hand of exalted saints such as Vidyatirtha. Vidyatirtha Adi, Vidyatirthar Mudaliya Saranda Yogiludiya Tamare Karangalal Potra Pattaval. When you say, O Devi, bless me with knowledge and pure mind. And who, which sort of Devi? Devi whose feet were worshipped by great, the exalted saints such as, worshipped with the lotus hands of great saints such as Vidyatirtha. Vidyatirtha is the name given to the sannyasis of Sringeri order. Not one Vidyatirtha, everybody Vidyatirtha only. Abhinava Vidyatirtha. Chandrasekhar Vidyatirtha. Vidyatirtha Nedi, like Indra Saraswati, is a name attributed to the sannyasis of Kanchi order. So, sannyasis of Sringeri order given Vidyatirtha. Indra Saraswati, Ananda Saraswati, Vidyatirtha. So, different titles are given to the title, a common title given to all sannyasis of Sringeri order. Vidyatirtha. So here Vidyatirtha Adi Yogi Pravara. Yogi means saint here. Pravara means exalted. Yogi Pravara Kara Saroja, the lotus hand. Kara means hand. So Devi whose feet were worshipped with the lotus hand of the great saint such as Vidyatirtha. O such Devi, bless me with knowledge and pure mind. Okay, this is a third and the fourth line is over. The second line, O Devi, worshipped by even Shiva, bless me with what? Bless me with a desire for moksha. Moksha vancha. Vancha means icha, desire. And for me to discover passion for moksha, I must discover passion for what? Jnana. Isn't it? And discovering, if you have to discover passion for knowledge and moksha, you must discover dispassion towards everything else. You can't have I like this and that. You can't, the goal, ultimate goal must be only one. You can't have that and this, I want this and that. You can have everything. Make it relative and absolute. You can't have too many absolute ends. Absolute means ultimate, means only one end, that is moksha. So bless me with the passion, bless me with the passion for jnanam, which is moksha. Now help me discover this passion towards everything else. Vairagyam, moksha vancham. See, you must discover vairagyam towards everything else, isn't it? For which you must have discovered your desire for moksha. Isn't it? See, desire for moksha is already naturally there. Thank God you don't need to create, discover for desire for moksha. Desire for moksha is naturally there. Only thing is you have to discover the desire which is already there in you for moksha. And to discover the desire for moksha, you have to understand, analyze the purusharthas. What is artha, what is kama, what is dharma? Introduction to Bhagavad Gita, you have to study. Okay? Analyze these four purusharthas, artha, kama, dharma, moksha. And then you understand all four purusharthas, all are said to be human pursuits because all are important. You need artha to live this life. You need karma to live this life. But you must know the life is lived not for pursuing artha karma. Artha karmas are pursued for living this life. But life itself is lived ultimately for moksha. See, moksha being the ultimate choiceless end must be understood. If you understand that moksha being the ultimate choiceless end, and you will know the value in the light of the knowledge, you'll understand the value of dharma to prepare your mind for that moksha, jnanam. And then you should know artha kamas being relative ends which are pursued for living this life. So I pursue artha kama for living this life in conformity with dharma to prepare my mind ultimately for jnanam, which is moksha. Isn't it? And his moksha is the absolute end, ultimate end, and the permanent end. The rest are relative ends and which come and go. The permanent is doesn't come and go. Moksha doesn't come and go. Artha kamas come and go. Moksha doesn't come and go. Why? Because moksha is another word for happiness, which is your swarupam. The heat in fire doesn't come and go. It's a swarupam. Another freedom. The fullness, limitlessness, happiness is very swarupam, doesn't come and go. For it's nitya, ever, permanent, isn't it? Therefore, O Devi, bless me, help me discover passion for jnanam, which is moksha. Also, thereby help me discover dispassion towards everything else, vairagyam, isn't it? Vairagyam, moksha vanchamapi lagu kalaya. Why? Because of all the wealth, you know, wealth means what? Sampad means sadhana chatushtaya sampad. Sampad means wealth. Sampat means wealth. Of all the fourfold, the wealth of fourfold qualifications, shantyadi, we say there are sixfold disciplines which are said to be wealth. The sixfold disciplines, Shamaha, Damaha, Uparamaha, Titiksha, Shraddha, Samadhanam. Sixfold wealth. And the sixth, Shamaha means master gender word. Shanti is a feminine gender word. If you have mastery over your emotions and thoughts, it's called relative or absolute. It's called Shanti. Shanti means what? Peaceful mind. Having distressed, peaceful mind. Peaceful mind means what? Having mastery over your thoughts is having mastery over one's own mind is called Shantihi. Shantihi is equivalent to Shamaha. Shamaha is a masculine gender word. Shantihi is feminine gender word. Similarly, Damaha, mastery over sense organs, organs of actions, is called Damaha. Is it clear? The Damaha is called Dantihi. Shamaha, Shantihi, Damaha, Dantihi. Shamaha, Damaha, Uparamaha. Or uparatihi, is it? Uparamaha, titiksha, forbearance, tolerance, shraddha, faith, unflinching faith in the words of the teaching, the shastra and the guru. Shraddha, samadhanam, the focused attention, isn't it? The being focused, samadhanam. These sixfold disciplines are said to be wealth. If you are endowed with sixfold disciplines, you have the great wealth. So, shamadhi shatka sampattihi. The sixfold discipline, the wealth of sixfold disciplines. Of all of them, shantyadhyaha sampadaha me vitara. Okay? May you bless me with all these sixfold, wealth of sixfold disciplines. I want to be, I want to have mastery over my mind. I want to have mastery over my sense organs. I do make my efforts. I am not able to. My efforts need your grace to be successful. Okay, is it? My efforts need your grace for them to be effective. If my efforts had to be effective, see, but without Bhagavan's grace, mere efforts will never help me successful, isn't it? But without my efforts, I can never expect any grace. There must be genuine effort on my part, and I must seek Bhagavan's grace also. Isn't it? I can achieve everything means that's also not possible. There must be efforts, I must seek Devi's grace, Bhagavan's grace. So here, there is effort on my part to have this wealth of sixfold disciplines. At the same time, O Devi, you please bless me with those wealth of sixfold disciplines. Shantyadyaha sampadaha me vitara. Shubhakarihi means what? Anything which blesses you, that which blesses with auspicious is called Shubhakari. Shubhakarihi, all these wealth of sixfold disciplines actually are all auspicious. They are said to be auspicious. Why? Because, why are they called wealth first of all? The disciplines are known as wealth because they are preparatory. They help me prepare my mind for accomplishing the absolute wealth of jnanam, which is itself is freedom, moksha. That's why they are said to be Shubhakarihi. Isn't it? See, anything which helps you accomplish the ultimate is Shubhakari. Shubhakaram, Shubhakaraha. Why Shubhakarihi? Because the word Shubhakarihi is a feminine gender word. Shubhakaram, neuter gender word. Shubhakara, masculine. Because Lakshmi, Sampat is a feminine gender word. And not one wealth, isn't it? The sixfold disciplines are looked upon as the wealth. Therefore, Shubhakarihi, Sampat. Okay? Please bless me with auspicious wealth of sixfold disciplines. Why? Because we say, Nitya Tad Bhinna Bodham. Because the absolute end, the permanent end, moksha, which is different from other three relative ends. It's not mentioned here. We have to add supply here. Now, this verse is actually has not given completely. A lot of components has used it. Not directly. We had to indirectly give. We had to understand things. That's why I said. What you're asking, please see, you ask for fourfold qualifications required for jnanam and moksha. Please bless me with all. Bless me with all the qualifications I need for moksha. Bless me with knowledge and bless me with the pure mind. Isn't it? So there he includes, see, if there is no desire for, if desire for moksha is not there, vairagyam is not, doesn't make, vairagyam must be there. So vairagyam is there, then you will know the value of disciplines. Isn't it? Then you will also can live, follow these disciplines. Once you follow disciplines, you can become qualified for jnanam. Then you can attain jnanam. Once you have attained jnanam, you have moksha. So bless me with everything that I need to make my life complete and successful. This actual prayer is a really nice prayer. We'll take time to do this verse. Should we stop, Vasnaka?
Yes,
Swami. Do every day you can chant this. See, we don't need to see, when you have, you're hungry, for to appease your hunger, varieties of food are there. But you don't need to eat everything. But whatever you eat, you must be healthy, isn't it? So, but something which you know, which agrees with your system. Like that, that's something, if you understand what you're praying for, respect what others are praying for, whatever others are using to other in the form of worship. But you can do your own specific prayer which you think is effective for you, isn't it? Because you know what you're praying for. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.